And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to The Experience live from AwesomeCon. And ladies and gentlemen, we are joined here by Mr. Kyle Higgins, who created the Power Rangers comic for Boom Comics. And I probably said that wrong.
Boom Studios.
Boom Studios, yeah. And also created the great Shattered Grid storyline. Kyle, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course, man. It's my pleasure.
How has AwesomeCon been doing for you?
It's good. I haven't been to DC since like 1999. Oh wow, yes, that's 20 years. I haven't been to DC in 20 years. I came with my family for like a trip in high school, so it's cool to be back. And this is my first time doing this show, obviously, and really great turnout today on Saturday.
Yeah, and full disclosure on our preview episode. The founder of AwesomeCon, Ben Penrod, and I totally geeked out about you coming here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Does he still own AwesomeCon?
He runs.
Oh, he runs it?
Yeah.
I haven't met him. I don't know him.
Yeah. Well, so Ben, you need to meet Kyle. Kyle wants to meet you.
I would love to. Ben, where are you at, man? I'm here. I'm in Artist Alley. What aisle are we in? B11. Look for the B11 pillar.
We're at table I-11.
Oh, I-11. But the pillar of the big colonnade is B-11.
Yeah, B-11. But so I just wanted to ask you about the Power Ranger comics. How were you approached in regards to doing it from Boom Studios?
They did not approach me, actually. I approached them. I knew people over there for years socially, and I had been talking with one of the the managing editor, Bryce Carlson, who is now VP, I think, of... I don't know what he's a VP. He's a VP. I'm not sure what of. It might be like publishing strategy or publishing or something like that. Anyway, he's a great guy, and we actually went to college together and met after college. And when I was writing Nightwing for the New 52, he and I used to chat about how awesome a Power Rangers comic book series could be. And then Paper Cuts got the license, and I thought, oh, well, that's a bummer, because Boom, they were thinking about it back then. And then fast forward like 4 or 5 years, and they announced suddenly that they had acquired the license to Power Rangers, and they released images of those really sick covers that ultimately turned out to be for issue 0, Goni Montez, the helmet covers. And I emailed Bryce and I said, hey man, who do I got to kill to write a pitch for like a backup story? Because I figured they already had their main creative team. And he told me they actually were still looking for a main series writer. Oh, wow. And so I put together a pitch, and they liked it, and we went from there.
How much input did Haim Saban put into doing the comic?
None. No.
But he signed off, though, being how he owned the property at the time.
I have no idea. I mean, the way it works is, like, you do the book for your editors at Boom, and then Boom coordinates with the Saban, now Hasbro, side of things. And whatever notes they have get filtered back down to us. But, okay. No, I mean, Haim Saban's a multi-billionaire. Like, I know he's read the comic. But as far as, like, day-to-day on the book, like, yeah, that's not really his purview.
Right. And for you, what was the process for you to create your initial storyline for Power Rangers?
that's a big question. I have no idea. I mean, no, it's any time I take on a work-for-hire job, I look at what's come before and also my memories of a thing if I have prior associations with it, and I try to figure out, like, all right, what was interesting to me, and then kind of go from there. And so for Power Rangers, I knew I didn't want to tell new origin stories, so it became about trying to find a way in that didn't require me to go back and showed it, you know, essentially like an alternate version of Day of the Dumpster. And because the Saban and I guess now Hasbro side of things is very, they're very particular about wanting everything to kind of mesh with show continuity when we're able to. I also knew it was like, I really don't want to go do origins, you know, just because that's going to be a nightmare of notes.
And I think honestly, when it comes to origins, it's like, we see too much of that in movies nowadays, too. So to get that in comic books, it would probably draw.
Yeah, it just wasn't interesting to me either. And I knew I wanted to do it modern day. And so I just figured out. I remember watching an episode, the end of Green with Evil, and then the next episode, he was like a full-fledged member of the team. And I went, whoa, okay, there's something there. And so building out a series that's about friendship and teamwork through the lens of a new member of the team joining and looking at all the different power dynamics, that became my way in.
Now, I've heard two different ways of saying this. Lord Drakon or Lord Draken? What is the appropriate way to say the name?
It's Draken. It's like dragon, but with K's.
Okay. Now, when you were creating that character, what was your thought process behind him, and were you afraid that it would be negatively received?
No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
I truly don't. The whole point of the character was that the first year of the storyline was supposed to be through the lens of Tommy Oliver. It was kind of a Green Ranger year one. And I wanted to, like I said, explore what the tenets of Power Rangers, strengths of friendship and teamwork, looked like, again, through the lens of a new member joining that team. And so for Tommy, that meant dealing with feelings of inadequacy and self-confidence and things like that. And so as a part of that, I knew that the last story of the first year was going to put him up against essentially a cautionary tale version of himself, like a Black Mirror version. And the darkest Black Mirror is, had Tommy never turned good, he'd chosen to stay evil. So in defeating that version of himself, he also defeats a lot of his self-doubt. That was the point of it. And originally it was just going to be like an alternate world and kind of a dark version of the White Ranger. And as we got closer to actually doing it and revealing him in issue 9, there was talk about from Saban, like, hey, can you like iterate on this more? Like, can we turn this into something kind of a fully unique character? And so Jamal Campbell took a play on the design. So Jamal Campbell designed Lord Drakon. And I remember I was in Paris because I had just gone through like a terrible breakup and I was just running away. And so I remember sitting in a cafe in Paris, like with Wi-Fi, like looking at all these emails, and it was like all these design iterations all came from like a line that I had written in the script, which was that he had taken the white light for himself and merged it with the green, the dragon coin powers. And so those powers were in conflict. And so Jamal tried to iterate designs from that idea. And then they wanted me to name them. And so I just started iterating. I remember taking an entire morning and just trying to figure out, okay, what makes sense here? And, you know, if there hadn't already been Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter, like Lord Draco would have been
the name.
I really liked that. Just the idea, like Draco, Draconian, but then that led me to Draken, and that iterates off of dragons and Draconian, and it just kind of felt right. I knew it was going to be Lord, just because of the mythology of Power Rangers and Lord Zedd and things like that, and his backstory that I'd figured out. But figuring out the Draken took a little bit, but once I nailed it, I was like, oh, that's it. We have to go with that. Yeah. So,
and then it eventually led into the Shattered Grid storyline.
It did, yeah.
And what was it like creating this massive, essentially, war that brings all the realms together in this?
It was hard. It was. I had a spreadsheet of 200 Power Rangers I was trying to keep track of, and Matt Groom and Michael Basudel, who do the Ranger Danger podcast and become really good friends of mine, you know, Michael helped a lot with the spreadsheet of it all, just to, like, figure out, like, all right, am I breaking too many things here? Like, what, you know, and I was color coding and highlighting, like, who was alive, who is dead, whose powers did Draken have, who was imprisoned, who has he created sentry members of. And then when Marguerite was coming on for Beyond the Grid, I gave her the spreadsheet and I was like, here you go, here's where everyone is, have fun, you know.
And I've been reading what Marguerite's been doing. Yeah. Afterwards, what was it like to, once you finished Shattered Grid, to hand over the reins to Marguerite?
It was bittersweet. It was bittersweet. I love Marguerite to death, and I was very excited she was coming on to the book. I was also exhausted and ready for a break. I'd been doing it for 3 or 3.5 years, the book, and, you know, a book like that, an event like that, like, we all worked incredibly hard on it. There were a lot of notes, you know, and so there was a lot of rewriting in those types of, you know, on gigs like that. And so at a certain point, like, we were running really hot, like, deadline-wise, and I was writing for multiple artists, and we were trying to coordinate and trying to get things across the plate, and I was just exhausted. And so It was a relief to be done and to turn things over, but then I still had to write Soul. I was writing Soul of the Dragon at the same time.
Which you're working with Jason David Frank with.
Yeah, and like, so there was a lot there. So I was just really tired, but it was absolutely bittersweet to like say goodbye. And we did the big Power Morphicon in August, and that's when it really hit me. It was like, oh, I'm done. Like I'm leaving. Yeah. Like I'm gone. Like it's, man. So even talking about it now, it's. I have mixed emotions about it, you know. Like, I'm very proud of the work, and I'm very excited that I went out on a high note. And that's the nature of comics. Like, you leave it for future creators to come iterate on. And now Ryan Parrott, who's one of my best friends, you know, we've known each other since college.
Yeah, I got him doing Go-Go.
Yeah, and I got him his first job in comics. And, like, he's taking over the main book, and now he's running the ship. And it's really cool to see, you know, what the next kind of iteration is going to be.
That's so awesome. And I just have to say, I actually didn't get to read Shattered Grid right away. Uh-huh. Like, when as the issues dropped, I actually had them all compiled, ready to go, in the order that they all released. And I took 2 days, and I just read it all, and I loved every single moment
thanks,
of
man.
It. So it
Thank
was
you.
Greatly amazing. So, Kyle, I'm wrapping up. We got people behind me who wanted to meet you. Where can the people find you on the social medias?
I'm just on Twitter and Instagram, just Kyle D. Higgins.
Thank you so much, sir. And you enjoy the rest of your awesome
Thanks,
time.
Man. Yep, take care. All right.